My name is Matt Gaetz, U.S. Congressman for Florida's 1st Congressional District. I serve on the Budget, Judiciary, and Armed Services Committees. I previously served in the Florida legislature, and for 6 years, I had a front row seat to the failures of the EPA. They made environmental restoration projects more costly, more cumbersome, and the lack of planning and predictability within the federal government has called into question their ability to execute on important environmental restoration projects. I believe that if we took the $8 billion we spend on the EPA and downstreamed those resources to states and local communities, we would be able to do more for the environment, and we wouldn't have the excessive mission creep that we see with the modern federal EPA. I'll give you one example of that. I've got a cattle farmer in my district who expanded his stock pond to water cattle. And when he looked up, he found that the EPA was wanting to exercise oppressive federal jurisdiction over his property. When you have mission creep to that extent, it's difficult to have reform. Sometimes you've got to pull the weed up from the roots and start over. We will file the bill today. We've got a handful of conservative Republican co-sponsors. And our hope is to continue to draw attention to the need for bold reform when it comes to our environmental policies. The EPA may have been necessary when it was created. At that time, states did not have the technology or the expertise to be able to identify their critical environmental assets and then develop protection protocols for those assets. A lot has changed in the last 54 years. States have become better equipped, and states and local communities also have a better understanding and appreciation for many of their own assets. I come from Florida. We have some of the most amazing environmental assets on Earth, the Everglades, the Lake Okeechobee, a series of forests, and just wonderful places. And as Floridians, I think we know best how to take care of those things, and we shouldn't be so universally reliant on the federal government. I also would caution against some of the hysteria that seems to center around this notion that all environmental laws would thus be repealed. The Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act, the Endangered Species Act, these laws would remain on the books, but the enforcement mechanism for those laws would exist through our state governments and also through the actions of private citizen. Within many of our environmental laws, we create standing for groups like the Sierra Club or stakeholders to be able to litigate injunctions, and there's nothing in my proposal that would change that.